Rick, glad to have you here.
It's great to be here.
You've got one of the Reds' best events, in my opinion, coming up the weekend of August 8th through 10th, the Hall of Fame induction weekend.
This is I would call it a Super Bowl, our World Series. All these groups have their major events. But I think for the Reds Hall of Fame, and even for the Reds, we look upon this event as the marquee gathering of past and present to celebrate that rich history and tradition that we all know about Reds baseball. So we're going to have about 1,500 people at a dinner and throughout the weekend, meet and greets with players and just so many things going on the field, in the Hall of Fame, that it just makes a fun celebration, really, for the fans.
It does. And this is kind of a special year for the induction. I mean, we've got four former Reds going into the Hall of Fame. One of them, obviously, is deceased. Old first baseman from the dead ball era. But then the other three are very interesting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you're right. Jake Beckley, a Veterans Committee selection, late 1800s, early 1900s, still ranks third on the all-time batting list. And he's in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, so I hate to not think about that guy because he was one of the best. Here he is playing 7 or 8 years with the Reds, went on the Pirates. That's where he went into Cooperstown as a Pirate. But the other three that you mentioned, I think, do make this a really special year, and it ties right into one of our exhibits at the Hall of Fame, and it's called Hometown Reds. And what is a hometown Red? Well, a hometown Red is somebody that grew up in the vicinity of Cincinnati, played their youth baseball, maybe high school baseball in this area, hung around the ballpark, dreamed of playing for their hometown team, and then did it. And look at Dave Parker, Ron Oster, and Ken Griffey Jr. All three of them are our hometown Reds and 2014 Reds Hall of Fame inductees.
Yes, they did it, and they did it well. And they earned their place in the Hall of Fame.
There's no doubt about that when you look at their statistics. A team Hall of Fame is something that we always go back. What do you need to do to get into a team Hall of Fame? And it's not always statistically driven. Sometimes it's fan-driven. It's city-driven. It's what made this person special to Cincinnati and really deserves to be honored in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. And I think that's what we focus on with this.
And there was fan voting in this last year. Ken Griffey Jr. was the one who was elected by the fans.
The fans made up a third of that vote. It was a new process last year that we implemented. And we think it's a good move for the future. We wanted to engage the alumni and also the media. So we have a panel of media members. We have our Reds alumni. This is anyone that's played more than 3 years for the Reds has a chance to vote. And then the fans. We combined all three, weighted them evenly, and King Griffey Jr. won pretty easily. So Jr. was the major choice by all those groups, as a matter of fact. So when you say the fans, absolutely.
Right. And Parker and Ron Oster came in through the same process.
Well, the Veterans Committee is a group of about 12, 13 deeply kind of involved fans. There's media. There's alumni on that group. There's Hall of Famers, broadcasters, a couple of the owners of the Reds, and some of our board members get together, go over all the material, past, present, guys in the hall, guys not in the hall, and decide, who deserves to be in this Hall of Fame. That's a hard, hard choice, as you can imagine, because we've seen these names come on and go off over the years. And really, they weren't looking for a hometown Red group. That wasn't the idea. That's just the way it turned out. They didn't even know Griffey's selection. They might have assumed it might be him. But at the same time, looking at Parker and Oster, longevity, consistency, durability, leadership. Parker was 4 years of power, feared defensive player, all-star player, basically was the leader of that club and almost took us to really a championship season.
And it fits in very nicely with a major exhibit that you have at the Hall of Fame this year, the Hometown Heroes exhibit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this exhibit covers all of the players that grew up in Cincinnati and played for the Cincinnati Reds. And, there's been about 2,000 players since 1869 that have worn a Reds uniform. And that doesn't seem like a lot. And it's true, it's not, because it's rare to be able to make it to the big leagues and put on a Reds uniform. It's every local kid's dream. We know that. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for the Reds?
It was mine.
Mine too, And so what happens is we found out there are 104 players that have grown up. Out of that 2,000, 104 grew up or played some significant youth baseball here in Cincinnati, right? In, you know, southeast Indiana and northern Kentucky and then the Cincinnati area. So 104 and one other young player, Russ Nixon, who became a manager. So a total of 105 hometown Reds are highlighted in that exhibit.
They were all Cincinnati Reds and wore their hometown uniform.
You walk in the exhibit, you'll see all their photographs on the wall, and some way back in the late 1800s, guys like John Riley, who just went in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the Buddy Bell family in there. You've got Gus Bell. You've got the Roses, of course. You know, Pete and Pete Jr., we always ask people, who was the last person to wear number 14? They say, well, it was Pete Rose. No, it was Pete Rose Jr.
And who was the last player before Pete Rose to wear it?
You're trying to stump me, but I think it's Don Zimmer, right?
It was.
Yeah, I remember
you
that recently.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Don Zimmer recently passed away. One of those hometown Reds as well, played for the Reds. And then there's just so many other guys. You look at that list, I mentioned the Hall of Famers. You know, even a guy by the name of Chris Howard out of Middletown, we were just looking at him. And the reason I remember that, I just gave Nick Howard a tour of the Hall of Fame. Nick's the number one draft choice for the Reds was in town, and that was a lot of fun.
Recently, I listened to you on a Dayton Dragons broadcast with Ron Oster, and Ron was obviously thrilled to death to be chosen. Tell me a little bit about the reaction these guys have, because I remember a few years ago when, like, Joey J went in, and I went through the line, and I met him, shook his hand, and he told me, he said, I'm just amazed that people still remember me. I said, of course we remember you, Joey. Tell me a little bit about the reaction that you get players.
You're right about Joey, because, you know, Joey's one of those real humble guys that I'm having trouble to get back here because he just doesn't think that he fits as well. And we need people like what you told him to say, no, absolutely you do. But the reaction's fantastic of the players because I get to call them usually. So I called Ron Oster and I got to call Parker and we talked to Junior, and it was especially Ron. You know, for Ron, he's not going to be in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, Junior will be. Parker could be. You know, he's got more higher profile, maybe career with Willie Stargell. We are family. But Ron, you know, played for you know, almost 13 years here, and he coached for 6 years for the Reds. So he's all Red. I mean, he's a true Red through and through. And for him to get the call and get this honor, he knows he's been on the ballot, been considered for a number of years. And I don't think he thought he was going to get in this year. And I'm not sure he thought he'd get in, you know, down the road for a number of years. He's always up against tough competition. But he held the second base position for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You talk about consistency, defense, you know, about a 270 career average. You know, a lot of guys would take that right now.
Right.
You know, but consistency, leadership, determination, and he would get all the players to play, you know, really hard. And he won the 1990 World Series, so he was a part of that championship.
He has a World Series ring.
Absolutely.
Obviously, August 8th through 10th, there are going to be a lot of activities, things that the fans, you know, are going to see on the field. There's also the big gala dinner. Tell us about that.
Well, on August 10th, over at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center, this is what we call the final celebration, the culmination of that great weekend. And the entire current team goes to this event. So it's really nice to see the current Reds roster, all the coaches, much of the clubhouse staff, the front office. I mean, this is really that gathering of bringing the current team, the present, with the past. So we'll bring back not just the inductees that are going in this year, but about 23 or 24 we're expecting Hall of Famers to return. There's about 32 that are still alive, still with us, and we get about 25 of them back, including most of the Big Red Machine, you know, the guys from the 61 team, and it's just a who's who in that room, and you definitely want to be there.
Tell us a little bit, if you want to go to the gala or if you want to get involved, where do you go? How do you do that?
Well, you can get all the information about the weekend and specifically the gala at our website, redsmuseum.org. And you can buy tickets there to the gala. You'll see information about meet and greets at the Hall of Fame. When you want to stop by, there'll be an admission ticket to get you in the museum. They don't do autograph sessions, but it's a great chance to do photographs and shake hands. And we always get excited when it comes to this weekend because how often do you get that much history in one place? And the gala, past and present, 1,500 people will be at that event. It looks a lot like the ESPYs or the Academy Awards. That's kind of what we try to make it like. Marty Brenneman is the host. All the Fox Sports guys, all the radio guys, they're all involved. And it's just a big, big event for us and a good fundraiser for the museum, too.
Well, thank you for being with us, Rick. I've been talking with Rick Walls, the executive director of the Reds Hall of Fame and Museum. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Howard Wilkinson.